This is KUT. Today at the state capitol, Texas electors will cast their votes for President of the United States. The expectation, of course, is that they will vote for the candidate who won the state's popular vote. That's President-elect Donald Trump. Recently, though, some electors said they will be breaking that custom. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, this is the sort of thing the Founding Fathers expected electors to do.
Okay, so you probably know this by now, but when you voted last month, you didn't exactly cast your ballot for a candidate. You were voting for who will be among the state's 38 electors in the Electoral College. Because more Texans voted for Republican Donald Trump, the electors will be folks chosen by the Texas Republican Party. And today, those people are going to vote for president. I'll let Texas A&M political science professor and Electoral College expert George Edwards take it from here.
Electors make some sort of pledge when they accept the job from their party, because there's a party slate of electors. So there is an expectation that the electors will support the candidate of that party.
I want to make sure you got that this is an expectation, not a rule. The electors made a pledge to the party, but Edwards says the Constitution has different ideas about what electors can do.
At the time of the writing of the Constitution, there were no political parties. States didn't vote as blocks necessarily. So they expected the electors to be mediators between the public and the selection of the president. And they expected him to exercise discretion.
This time around, some Texas electors want to use that discretion. They say they're not going to vote for Donald Trump. Some people call them faithless electors. They call themselves Hamilton electors. One of these electors is Art Cisneros. He told the Texas Standard a few weeks ago that at first he didn't know that this is what the founders had in mind.
I just didn't understand the original intent and much of the history behind the Electoral College. So I began to discover that after I won. I began to really examine.
After some examination, Cisneros decided to resign. He says voting for Trump would be a dishonor to God. Christopher Supran, another Texas elector, wrote an op-ed in the New York Times asking other Republican electors to join him in voting for someone other than Trump. All this is why Republican Texas Representative John Rainey introduced a bill for next year's session that would fine so-called faithless electors $5,000 for violating their party's pledge.
I think it's important that people who pledge to do something, such as pledge to vote for the nominee of their party, whichever party it might be, that they then follow through and do that.
Other states have similar laws binding electors to the state's popular vote, but they've never been tested. Texas A&M professor George Edwards says those laws are flat out unconstitutional. He says Rainey's bill also won't really solve a problem. Edwards says throughout American history, 99% of electors have voted for their party's nominee. He says that's not a sign that electors need stricter rules. He says it's just a sign that our Electoral College isn't operating the way our founding fathers wanted. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.